If you are selling your house soon and you want to show off all those wonderful renovations you put into your home, you want to listen in on this episode. Over time, we made changes to the house, whether it was a new concrete parking pad, a new fire pit area, a barn. And in this week's episode, I'm going to share what you need to consider tracking and hunting down if you are selling your house soon.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hello, and welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. Thank you so much for listening. Now, our house in Virginia had quote-unquote good bones, but it was not up to date. It had old colors, a tired and dark kitchen, old bathroom wallpaper, and an unfinished basement. This house became our money pit. Remember that movie with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long? Yeah, they sunk so much money into that old house, and in the end, it came out beautifully. But the process was painful. And if you did anything like that too, you will want to show off any renovations or additions you made to the home. So one of the first things we did in this Virginia house was we changed out the windows. What? Why? Well, because we received a heating bill that first month we moved in for $500. This was back in 2007. I was like, I nearly fell over. I'm like, oh my God. I get it's colonial house. It's not that old. It was built in 1979, 8, something like that. It's really not that old. Yeah. The moon windows would actually magically open on their own when I'm sitting there in the living room. Well, of course, when in Virginia winters, it's really cold out there. Like, it's like below freezing. And all of a sudden, this window would magically open on its own. And I'm like, is there a ghost in the house? What's going on? Yeah, crazy things like that, right? Some of the windows were painted shut. Others were just open. And yeah, some of them were actually single paned, we found out. I was like, oh God, because one pane got broken and the other one was just left. Oh, yeah. So those are the types of things that you want to put in your property renovation list. Now, I added a property renovation list to my moving checklist because you will want to use this and give it to your realtor. So you'll want to start going back through old receipts, pictures, anything to help you remember when you made changes to your house. Did you add a water softener or replace the pool lining? Maybe you added a screened-in porch. Anything and everything that adds value to your house. When did you replace the AC unit or the water heater? All of these things count because home buyers are looking to see, well, how old are these things? Do I need to think about replacing them right away? Or do I have a few years before I need to replace this? So I want you to start listing them now so you can keep track of those renovations and hand them over to your realtor. Like I said, buyers are interested to know when these changes occurred. Anything. Maybe you renovated a bathroom. List the year that it happened. You can do a month if you really want to, but at least put down the year that it was done, right? A master bathroom renovation. That's a big deal, right? A kitchen. So they can take a look and see, you know, if they really want to go back, they can see if the permits were pulled or things like that, you know, all those types of things. Any changes that you made to the house. Maybe the house was just built in, you know, 2016, 2017. So it's really not that old. They don't need to worry about a roof being damaged or being old, right? Because most roofs, 20 years, 30 years, depending on, you know, the roof and the location, right? So you definitely want to keep in mind any changes that you made to the house. Did you add, you know, Starlink to the house? Right? That's a big deal. At least in my area, it is. For those of you who don't know or don't know what Starlink is, it is our internet service. It's a satellite thing, basically, on our house that is very nice and very quick because the local provider Was really slow. The upload and download times were like 1 meg, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Try and do that in other places that, you expect fiber and stuff like that. When you're living out in the country, it's gonna be a lot slower. But if you Starlink comes with the house, well then that's a big deal. That's a cool thing, right? So any of those kind of changes, modifications, start listing them now. If you're going to be selling your house soon, maybe you're thinking about doing this next spring and you're like, well, I really want to change out, fix up the flower bed, or I don't know if you're going to make some changes, to the house, whether maybe you're adding a fire pit or maybe you're adding a barn, right? Those types of things buyers will want to know, and they'll want to see that list, right? They'll know, if it's something like, if the house is older and the roof is like, 10, 12 years old, well, okay, it's part of buying the house, right? They're gonna know eventually they're gonna have to probably replace it, okay? So don't worry about how it looks, but just make sure you list all of the changes, any renovations. Maybe you added, more circuits in the garage, right? Or a separate circuit panel for something else. Maybe you have a generator that comes with the house, right? I'm trying to come have you think of all these things that you don't really think about because you may use them every day, but it made your life so much easier, right? Anything that's above and beyond normal, I guess, builder grade stuff, if you will, right? That helps also your real estate agent with their marketing paperwork because maybe you have a soaker tub, but they don't know that you have a soft water softener in the house or a water filtration system in the house. Tell them those types of things. Maybe it's a his and her walk-in closets or a custom closet. Because normally, closets are normally just a shelf and a rod, right? Well, if closet maids came in to come put in the closet, yes, you need to tell your real estate agent this is a custom closet. That helps, right? Same thing with like, our kids' closets. We put in, instead of the normal builder grade, right? We actually got a closet system, even though it was from Lowe's, but still, it's a changeable closet system. It's customizable. You can change out the rod and move the shelves around, do the make it a double hang, make it a single hang, whatever. Those types of things are things the realtor will want to know. So start jotting those things down. Anything special above and beyond your home, right? That you normally find in a home. Maybe it's like we have a pot filler over our stove, and it's a gas stove. Okay, so check, 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 tick. Tell the realtor, yes, we have a pot filler. Yes, we have, a butler's pantry. Maybe you have a hot tub. Okay. All those things, while they'll see these things, you'll definitely want to make sure are in the marketing material that you have see that you go over with your real estate agent when it comes time to sell your home. Okay. Screened in porch is a big deal here in North Carolina. Florida, all the people in the South, not so much maybe in the North, but you know what? Other places, other cities, other states, there's those things that make it more luxurious, make your home stand out a little bit above the others. And those are the types of things you want shown off as a keyword, basically, to help sell your house. Okay, so make it easier on yourself. Start the list now. Or you can just go to my moving checklist online. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can take a look. But it's in there as well so that you can talk about and start listing your property renovations that you did over the years that you lived in the home. Okay? So I hope this helps you out and start getting ready, getting your house ready to sell. If you need help with it, whether it's staging advice or anything like that, I would love to hear from you. You can check out my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com. But definitely start thinking about what renovations you made and start listing them. Get ready for that move. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you later.